Why is your team such a good road team so far this
point? I think we have a good understanding of our identity game. I don't think it changes a whole lot whether we play home or the road. Played in a loud building. Minnesota's a loud building to start, and I think that once you get into it, you kind of get immune to it. And certainly, even our building at home, it gets you right when you get into a new building.
Building off of that, across the league, home teams actually have a losing record these playoffs. Do you have any theories why?
No idea. None. I really don't. It may well be parity more than anything else. There used to be a huge matchup advantage. Maybe it's the structure, and I haven't done the math of the playoff format where you're getting pretty powerful teams lining up against each other early. But no, there's no, other than the fact that the kids that come into the game now have become used to big stages, big performances, loud buildings at a younger age, so maybe it doesn't faze them, but that's the best I got.
I guess nobody has a travel advantage really in the playoffs, right? Everybody's on the same rest more or less, so except for maybe a game one sometimes.
Thought maybe at times that the West Coast teams had an advantage in the final, being that we spend our whole year switching time zones. But the question would be, does all the travel in the West before you get there stack up on you and cause you a problem? But we're used to it now.
Can you get energy from a visiting crowd? Like, crazy crowd in Nashville, be a crazy crowd here tomorrow night?
Yeah, I don't know. You're always listening to your own bench, and that's what you're watching for on the road, is your own bench talking. It's not real loud when the play is going on, other than the oohs and ahs. As long as you can process right on your bench what's happening on the ice, in the other team's building, they get a shot within 4 feet of your net, they're going crazy. As long as you realize what it was and it doesn't shake you up, I think you can handle it.
Well, you mentioned the Preds forecheck last night and kind of the adjustment that you guys had made or in handling that. How does your team better handle this and what you're going through or seeing at times?
Yeah, I think we're handling it fine. Like, the team's forecheck, right? They get into the zone. Our possession numbers are right in terms of full control possession in the offensive zone, so I'm all right with that. They're going to have time in our end of the ice. They're going to forecheck hard. We're going to do the same.
What have you learned about their defense corps? I mean, you hadn't seen them since February and kind of more of an unheralded group compared to what you saw in Nashville.
Well, that would be the team, but I have when the regular season's going on and you got your pre-scouts that you got to do, I always watch the teams that are hot, and they got hot early, so I watched them play an awful lot. You know, they move as five real well, have all year. Back ends up the ice when they're going north with the puck, and their forwards push back to their D on the way back to their net. They have three guys back there that really move well, that skate well. The other guys can move the puck, so it's a good team.
Talking about the possession, Paul, and it's pretty even again, it looks like, across the board, much like in the Nashville series.
Right.
You can say that this series is similar in a lot of ways to the Nashville series.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of easy ice for either team. Probably different styles of puck movement, but other than that, very similar. You're right, I've got the chances for and against at even after two games.
Paul, you talked before the series about the challenge that top line was going to pose. Have you seen anything from them in these first two games that surprised you at all? Have they been
not surprised? I mean, anybody's top line around the league, certainly anybody's left, it's going to be a real power, and they won't need a lot of room, right? They won't have to dominate a game to put two or three by it. They'll just need the right chances, and they certainly made the most of theirs.
The Shifley line largely played most of their shifts against those guys in games one and two. Would you be comfortable if Gerard wanted to switch that around tomorrow?
The structure of Vegas is very similar to Nashville, right? You've got the Johansson line and the Carlson line. You got the Turris line and the Hollow line, more bent on offense. And you've got Bonino and Eakins, and then you've got the Grinders on the fourth. So it's very similar. We both, I thought in the Nashville series, we both kind of agreed about 10 minutes into the game that we were both fine with the matchup, and hence we alternated wins. It may well happen. We have a line that's built to check, and we've got Shifley's line. So one of those two lines usually play against the other team's best.